Virtual public schools. Today, the State Board of Education starts drafting guidelines for online learning after Governor Patrick recently signed a new law expanding opportunities in the field. But some brick-and-mortar schools are already embracing virtual learning. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov was on hand for the start of a class at one public school where virtual AP, advanced placement courses, are already being offered.
The electronic bell at Milford High School signals for students to switch classes. A few bypass regular classrooms and head straight to the computer lab. Senior Jocelyn Curvello logs in.
Well, I just went on to the GoVHS, which is the website that we have to sign on to. I'm taking two VHS classes, so I get to decide which one I want to go to first.
Curvello is taking AP Government and AP Physics online through the nonprofit VHS Collaborative. It's a Maynard-based company that offers 200 virtual courses for middle and high school students. Milford High requires students to take in-classroom courses where offered. But where there aren't enough students signed up for a class, the school pays for virtual courses. VHS Collaborative charges between $200 and $450 per student. Milford High Vice Principal Carolyn Bonnack oversees these programs. She says they're rigorous.
It requires stamina for students to take this type of online learning, and it really develops them as a student and as a global learner, as a 21st century learner.
It can actually be harder than taking a class with a real live teacher, says Senior Jonathan Flatley. He's in the AP Physics class with Curvello.
It's more independent because you're expected to learn the material from lectures that are online and based on just learning from your textbook. So there's a lot more having to go out and figure things out on your own.
Sometimes Flatley and Curvello help each other with the virtual course, and they can also contact the locally based teachers online. The lectures often come from leaders in the field. Here's one of the physics lectures Flatley watches. It's from MIT OpenCourseWare by legendary MIT Professor Emeritus Walter Lewin.
Mass is one of them. Temperature is one of them. Speed is one of them. We call those scalars.
VHS has been offering virtual programs since 1996. The company says its AP students pass the exam at higher rates than the national average. Debbie Kenny of VHS says the courses are on the same schedule for every student, so it feels like they're together, even though they're scattered around the country.
The kids are coming together with a group of students, a group of peers, with a teacher, and really interacting together, working collaboratively throughout a full semester or a full year. So they're not fully independent.
VHS currently operates in 200 schools across Massachusetts, and they're not the only company offering virtual learning. Today, the state starts working on a list of approved online courses, which school districts may use. Right now, there's just one entirely virtual school in the Greenfield School District. Over the next 2 years, the State Board of Education plans to approve two more. Eventually, there will be 10 virtual schools serving students from as young as kindergarten to the 12th grade. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.